Throughout the 2016 presidential campaign, we heard a lot about trade and trade deals. From Donald Trump, there was no shortage of criticism about how these policies were harming the U.S. and local economy.
New Hampshire has lost nearly 1 in 3. Think of it. 1 in 3 manufacturing jobs since NAFTA and 1 in 4 since China joined the World Trade Organization.
Today, we're wrapping up our series on manufacturing with a look at what potential changes in trade policy would mean for New Hampshire companies and their employees. Todd Bookman has the story.
The inside of Graphicast, a manufacturing company in Jaffrey, feels like a throwback to another era. Workers stand around waist-high crucibles, big pots filled with bubbling liquid metal.
We're melting at about 1,200 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's a nice, shiny, silvery-looking metallic pool of molten metal. And when we're done with the casting, it's also silver-looking, nice and shiny when it comes out of the mold.
Val Zanchuk is CEO of Graphicast. He says the company doesn't sell goods under their own brand name. Instead, they make a range of metal parts that wind up in other companies' products.
It doesn't look glamorous, but at the end of the process, we're making parts that go in medical equipment with tolerances down into fractions of a thousandth of an inch. So it's very, very precise. It doesn't look as high-tech as some factory with all types of robots and making cars, but there's still a lot of engineering and precision that goes into it.
Graphicast has been around since 1978. Its customers include some big-name firms like General Electric, Siemens, and Johnson & Johnson. You can think of Graphicast and its 24 employees as a small link in a much larger supply chain, a chain that relies on products moving seamlessly around the globe. For the system to work well, countries need to cooperate on trade policy. And if they don't?
If there are any trade wars, my business may as well just disappear because I think a lot of our customers are just going to shrink.
One of the biggest question marks for Zanchuk and his customers right now is the future of NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. President Trump has, of course, spoken of his plans to renegotiate it.
We are going to make it either into a deal that brings jobs back into our country, or we're going to just terminate it. We're out.
That message resonated with voters, but for New Hampshire CEOs, the politics are less important than their own balance sheets. Take American steel fabricators in Greenfield. President Mark Carter says the cheaper Canadian steel made possible by NAFTA routinely costs him contracts. If Trump can fix that, hey, why not?
I've heard President Trump say that he is in favor of free trade. He simply wants fair trade, and I think that's a very American position and something that our industry, the fabricated steel industry, would strongly support, yes.
Finding support for a reworked NAFTA or a border tax really depends on what industry you're in. For New Hampshire manufacturers that export or make high-tech goods, current free trade deals have provided a boost. Meanwhile, jobs in paper production, car parts, and textiles have suffered. Automation and the rise of China are to blame for a share of those losses, and most economists agree trade deals like NAFTA do more good than harm. Bruce Elmsley at the University of New Hampshire says the problem is empty factories are a hard thing to ignore.
It's a difficult message to get across. The reason being is what we see on the news and you hear about is a company closing or something that you see the job loss. You don't see the decrease in prices. You don't see the workings of the international supply chain creating jobs. Those are invisible things, whereas the costs are really visible.
He cautions that a Trump America First trade policy, one that doesn't level the playing field between countries but rather seeks to protect certain industries, hurts American consumers in the long run.
So if we have a Buy American program, Canada has Buy Canadian, Mexico has Buy Mexico, then essentially the world supply chain shrinks.
And that drives prices up for everybody. Add that potential outcome to already existing challenges with healthcare and energy costs, and you understand why Val Zanchuk, the CEO of Graphicast, is wringing his hands a bit more these days.
These are uncertain times, and businesses like stability. We're making plans years in advance.
But with a new administration and maybe a new trade policy, that's suddenly a lot harder to do. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.